Hi, and welcome back to the Breathe Easy podcast. This is your host, Kristen. And today we're going to be talking about a calendar audit. That was my dog, Leo, in the background. He just was making a little sound. Sometimes, you know, you have little sounds in the background. Nothing's perfect. So if you hear him walking around, just, you know, it's my corgi. So anyways, today we're going to be talking about a calendar audit. So I did this a few weeks ago, and basically what you do is you go through your whole calendar and you basically see all the things you did. So this is the protocol. You take a look at your whole calendar and write them down into buckets. So my three buckets were things that were amazing, things that were energy sucking, things that I just like really didn't want to do, or I did them as a choice and it just didn't work out. And thirdly is things that make me feel like I am living well. So those are things like quality time, going for a walk or doing a workout, things of that nature. So this whole thing probably took me around an hour and a half to do, and it was really, really helpful. What I noticed in my own calendar audit from last year was actually I had a whole list of things that were really amazing. I did a lot of wonderful things last year. I went on my honeymoon with my husband, which was really fun. We went to Hawaii and we actually also went to Greece. So that happened in earlier 2024. And then later on, I was back as a math specialist at my current job. So that was fun to get back into. And also, I took a lot of time this summer to just spend with family. I spent time with my niece, which was amazing. And those were all good things that really were positive. The things that were energy sucking were usually things that I probably shouldn't have said yes to. And in the interim of all of that, I didn't actually enjoy what I was doing. So I'm learning this year to kind of say no more and really put my energy into things that truly make me happy and also things that I know are propel me forward. And then lastly, for things that I had for living well, those were mostly things like going for walks, going to the beach with my mom over the summer, going for workouts. Those were just regular upon all of my weeks and has really just kind of went into 2025. And those were all the things that were helping me to live well. Number one was, what were the things that were energy sucking and how can we get rid of those to respond differently in those situations? So like I said earlier, it's really about saying no more to things and having boundaries, right? So last year, I kind of got overwhelmed and just let things get to me. And this year, it's about saying no and having the boundaries so that I don't have to kind of worry about it in that way, or I usually come up with a plan now on how I'm going to approach that situation. So that's something I'm really going to bring into this year. And then number two, what was awesome and how can I generate more awesomeness for the year? I actually am trying to plan a girls' night with some of my friends. It's supposed to be a paint and wine night, but we're having a little bit of trouble with the weather and people getting sick since it's, you know, that time of the year. But that's how I'm trying to generate awesomeness, is try to kind of plan unexpected things with friends, not the typical, you know, go for drinks and have dinner. I want to do a lot more unique things this year. So I also am trying to do that in my romantic life with my husband. We kind of made a date box where we try a new thing every week. The first week was going on a date with another couple. Actually ended up being not a throuple, but another person came along. So it was kind of just a hangout, which was really, really nice. And that week it poured into both of our cups. And then last week we pulled from the box, but we didn't like it. It was axe throwing. So we switched it to getting a massage, which was amazing. And we found this place that was very, very cheap for what you got. And we went for about an hour and a half. So that was really enjoyable. So I definitely just want to pour into little things like that that I can do. And some things you don't even have to pay for. So one day I did a whole dumpling day at home, and that was really something just for me that I kind of made homemade dumplings. And I really want to do a lot more cooking this year, which generates awesomeness for me. And then lastly, what is my word for this year? So my word for this year is breakdown. I want to break down every single part of my life and really understand those nuances to really get what I want out of each part, meaning career, family, and friends. So for career, I want to work with someone to really help me make my goals more granular and not just looking at the end goal in mind. I think for so long I was focused on like, what's the end goal? What, you know, the end goal is to be, you know, the best math teacher ever, or be the best math specialist, or be that curriculum developer. But instead of looking at it like that, I want to be able to look at it as mini goals of like, oh, I now tutor, which I'm now doing tutoring twice a week. I am going to talk to a couple of coaches and get their ideas about how to move forward with career. So I'm kind of dipping in that pool of kind of doing life coaching and finding a way to just really work on my goals. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I don't think at this age, at 30, you really need to have everything figured out right away. I think if anything, it's amazing that I'm actually taking my time. And I say that to all of the people that are listening to this. You don't have to have it all figured out if you're around my age, 30 to 35. You do not have to have it all figured out. I think as long as you have a plan and you're actively working on that plan, that is what matters. So that's what I'm doing for career. And I'm also making a lot more professional connections this year. I'm going to be presenting at the 10 County Math Conference, which is my local conference here in Westchester for math educators. And I'm really excited. I actually started working on the presentation today and definitely excited for that to happen this year. So making those professional connections will be super important. For family, I want to be really intentional with our time, and I want it to be enjoyable and really find things for all of us that we haven't done. So I've done that with my romantic relationship. I'm trying to do it with friends, and I want to do it with family as well. So I haven't quite figured out how I want to do unique things, especially because my family's in all different places. Like my mom does live near me, but my sister lives far away. So I'm trying to figure out something this year, whether it's in the summer or maybe going into fall of this year, something that's really exciting, because right now is kind of busy because I have my niece on the way, another niece, so which is super exciting. And then for friends, I already talked about that. I'm doing the paint night. So really breaking down the year in this way helped me to break down all of my goals into really manageable ways, right? I want to not always look at the end goal in mind and look for just these mini goals to accomplish. And I think that's a better way of looking at things. Obviously, it's great to have a grand and wonderful goal, but I think it's also important to understand when we really just need to figure out what is the next step today of what to do. So doing this calendar audit and really understanding that I don't have to have it all figured out has kind of lessened my anxiety with that. Except today, I will say, I threw a bunch of brown rice on the floor by mistake. And it was stressful at first. I was not happy about it. But then afterwards, I was like, you know what? There's this ugly rug. This very ugly rug that we have underneath our table. And I just was like, you know what? I really don't want this rug anymore. So I actually decided to take the rug out. I vacuumed and mopped everywhere and decided to just get rid of the rug. And it's amazing how I feel now. I feel so much more cleansed and like it's out of the space. It was just like, it was almost like it was carrying energy in the space that I really didn't want. So even breaking down things like your home as well, like all of these things really help us to understand. And that's why my word is breakdown this year, is really understanding all the little nuances of my life. I really hope that you appreciated this episode. To end today's podcast, we're just going to do some Ujjayi breathing. I'm going to do about four counts and four breaths. Here we go. Breathe in. And if you couldn't tell, I was breathing through my nose all of those four times. So that is Ujjayi breathing. You breathe through your nose and not your mouth. And it actually really calms your body. I did this morning as well. And it's really great if you're sitting up and you have your thumb and your index finger and you're holding on to it. Because it actually like brings down that prana energy and completely calms you. So I really, again, hope you enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe and please share. I know I'm probably only reaching only a few people right now, and I just would love to hear more from people out there in the interweb space, and hope to hear from you soon. All right. Bye-bye.